we look at another passage that goes with this, but in 2 Corinthians, remember this, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we looked at this, and it really is a tremendous little passage here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, or don't give up, even though our outward man is perishing. Hello? Did you get that? The outward man is perishing. And just look in the mirror, right? And so we see it. We see it happening. And but we don't give up. Okay? The outward man is perishing. Now, I promised you that every time we open up the scriptures, I'm going to tell you what I talked about on my podcast this morning. I talked about vitamin B12, and there was a new study out that suggested that 98% of people over the age of 65 do not have optimal levels of vitamin B12. Now, there's reasons for that. Vitamin B12 is a very finicky vitamin to start off with. If you study the chemistry of it, it's very large in terms of vitamins. And in order for you to absorb a vitamin B12, you need what they call in your stomach, it's created there, it's called intrinsic factor. And if you don't have enough of that, and guess what happens when we get older? Our bodies are, even though, it says, even though our outward man is perishing, part of that perishing, part of that decay, part of that rusting out that's happening to all of us, what happens, you're not making enough intrinsic factor. Your stomach just doesn't make it anymore. Not the way it should be. So vitamin B12, now if you guys know this because you're in my generation. Physicians in the 1950s, they did not leave their office in their doctor's bags without vitamin B12. So in my office, for example, if I had a patient come in, two things. I would ask them lots of questions, but one question I would ask them, if energy levels are 10 is high and 1 is low, give me your number. Because energy is, it's a warning light, like in your car. You know what I mean? When the light goes off and you don't know what's happening, but the engine light is on. That's a warning sign. Now, it could be just because you didn't tighten the cap on your gas tank, because they're all computers now, right? But no, really, it's a flag. So if you're not, you know, look, we get older. Of course, we don't have the energy we used to have. But if you're not 8 out of 10, something's happening with you. It's not normal. Now, so most people walk around, especially in our society, they're very low in B12, especially senior citizens, and they don't make enough intrinsic factor, their energy is low, and they look like Casper the Ghost. So when people used to come into my office, I used to look at them. Before we did the testing, I would look at them and I'd say, you look like Casper. Casper? What is Casper? The Ghost. You ever see that cartoon? The friendly ghost, Casper? Well, you're pale. That's not normal, okay? And so that was a clue. Then you do their B12, and their B12 was almost invariably low. And let me tell you just another little thing, that if you're on any type of medication, okay, remember the intrinsic factor? That destroys your intrinsic. It doesn't matter, and I'm not telling you not to take meds. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you, if you're on medication, your B12 will not be optimized, I just guarantee you. And then the other reason that we're low in B12, we don't eat red meat. The world out there, you know, like my grandchildren, you know, they're being indoctrinated. And I had a young lady come into my office and she said, oh, Dr. Martin, I don't eat anything with eyeballs. I said, get over it and eat it. Okay? Because if you don't eat red meat and it ain't chicken and salad, okay? There's no B12 in chicken and salad. There's only B12 in red meat, including vitamin B, bacon. And Dr. Martin's full of fat and cholesterol. I don't care. You're not getting any B12. And if you don't get B12, the librarian in your memory center won't work properly. You got a librarian up there, but it only gets, she only gets paid when you give them B12. That's just the fact, guys. So anyway, that was my podcast today. See how much fun I have? I have nothing but fun with these podcasts. Okay, so the outer man is perishing, yet the inner man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, okay, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now I want to bring you to Philippians chapter 2. And this is where we'll spend some time this morning. I want to finish well. You? That is the theme of this, okay? Even though the outer man is perishing, the inner man is being renewed. And let me read some verses to you in Philippians chapter 2, and I want to start in verse 12. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Look at the cooperation between you and God. Okay? So Paul is saying, work. Work out. Okay? Not to be saved, because that's already happened, right? We're saved, and it was a work of grace. But there's work involved in terms of working out our sanctification. To be set apart. It's work. But you do it with God. Look what it says. For it is God. Look at 13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we want to finish well. We need to not give up. We need to continue working. We not only on ourselves, but working for the Lord, with the Lord, in cooperation with him. The eyes of the Lord range to and fro above the earth, looking to strengthen those hearts who are fully committed to him. It's a cooperation. We cooperate with God. And then it says this, do all things without murmuring and disputing. What I really want to emphasize this morning is something that I'm sure is, well, it has been going on since the beginning of time, and that is discontentment. Discontentment. And as we get older, and we saw in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, as we get older, our bodies are decaying, and we understand that. And part of that, we're going through troubles. I don't know you personally that well, some people more than others, but who has gone through some hard times in the last couple of years? Family dynamics, your health, kids, grandchildren. There's a lot of hurt in the world, isn't there? And it seems to me as we get older, it's compounded interest that I didn't really like in my bank account. Do you know what I mean? It's just part of the parcel of life. in the Christian life. And that body is decaying, and we're full of trouble. But Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it's momentary. It's small compared when we get our eyes on the prize. And so it says here, don't murmur. Don't complain. And you know, when you think of it, in Romans chapter 1, you know, it's this, right, with man, right? Man goes downhill. But if you look at one of the biggest factors in that, you know what it is? Being ungrateful. It's part of Romans chapter 1. It's part of the list of things, from idolatry to all the sexual things that come out and perversions. You know, Romans chapter 1 and 2023, it's us. The downward. But you know one of the characteristics? Ungratefulness. They're ungrateful to God. Unthankful. If you read, in 2 Timothy, in chapter 3, it says this, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. I call them the three uns: unthankful, unloving, unforgiving. Christian, be honest with yourself here for a minute. Is there anybody that you have not forgiven? Is there a root in your life of bitterness? Because that root spreads. It will affect your personality. It will affect your language. It will affect your thinking. And sometimes we don't even realize it. It will affect your testimony. Men will be great lovers of self, of money, of pleasure and treasures, but certainly not lovers of God. There's reasons given. And it says here, look at Philippians, back to Philippians. Verse 14, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Why, Christian? Why? As we come down that home stretch of our lives, why should we stop complaining and stop murmuring? I think what insults God the most, if you look at Scripture in totality, what insults God the most is when we're complaining. He had to judge Israel because they were unhappy campers. They weren't happy puppies. Complained, as Gary mentioned, you know, going back. Let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back into the world. At least we got fed there. And so all I'm saying is that we ought to do these things without grumbling, without disputing, if we want to finish well. Because, Christian, there's three reasons given here why we should take care of our attitude. There's three reasons given here. One, your testimony. You know, you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. You know what? I think Christians, we've sort of lost that. We forget. You know, there was a, this happened in Sudbury. My son-in-law works at the city. And he said they were in the, he was in the planning department. And there was someone screaming at the staff, you know, particularly one staff member. And so my son-in-law, who worked there, he went out to look, and he just sort of hid. And then he looked, and it was somebody from our assembly screaming blue murder. And my son-in-law crawled back to his office and didn't want him to see him there. How can you be a bright and shining light in a dark world if you're complaining? All the tracks, all the fish that you have on the back of your bumper is not going to help if you're murmuring and complaining all the time. Don't hand them out. Take your bumper sticker off. I got a fish there. Yeah, but you're driving around like a crazy man, and take the fish off. You're giving the rest of us a black eye. No, but really, guys, as we get into our golden ages, right? Our golden age, I don't know what's so golden about it, right? Use that thing in there to build up, not to tear down. That is a discipline that is difficult. Because when you look at it, see, the whole, think of Satan. You know, what's his plan B for you, by the way? Plan A, he can't have you. He knows that. He can't have you. He reads the Bible. He knows you are eternally secure. You're your Father in Heaven's pet. He can't have you. He knows that. So what does he do, plan B? How am I going to discourage that person? And Job, Job didn't know this, but Job was, God allowed it. And Satan, you attack him. And, you know, we often don't even realize what's happening. But what comes out of us is that we're murmuring and we're complaining. Now, guys, I got to tell you, you're one of the friendliest groups I've ever seen. And I mean that. I love you guys. I haven't heard any complaints at all week. Well, not to my face about my preaching. Now, we've been complaining about Gary McBride all week, but that's normal, right? That's just normal. I told you I'd get you back, you know, for last night. Folks, listen, all complaints go to God. Remember that, even if you're thinking. All complaints go to God. And remember, what turns God off is complaining. We ought to be the most thankful people in the world. We're saved. This isn't our home. Life, my friend, will be more alive shortly than we ever have been. And we know that. That's our hope. We ought to be the most thankful people. And the more thankful you are, the more that light shines. Because people are very, very discouraged in our world. I talked to you the other day about anxiety taking over depression in our society. Depression is at up 300% in the since 2018. 300%. Millions and millions people, they mask it with medication, but it you know what I mean. At the end of the day, no wonder they don't have what you and I have. I feel sorry for people in this world. They don't have what I have. That's why I feel sorry for them. I love people because I realize that if they only knew what I knew, I got nothing to complain about. I've got nothing to complain about. I've got to be thankful to the Lord. Practice the gift that you give to God of thanksgiving. It's something that God wants. You know, you're a parent, grandparents. Isn't it true? Don't you love when kids, you know, and kids are kids, but are your grandchildren or whatever and say, you know what? Thanks for all you do. You know? Thanks for all you do. And, you know, we need to be careful. One of the biggest things, I don't know if I told you this or not. I just did a funeral for our next door neighbor. Passed away about, I guess it's about a month ago now. And you know what? We lived beside these people for 18 years. And, you know, we were close to them in a sense, right? Like, they didn't seem to be too interested in spiritual things, but Rosie and I, we just loved them up. We just did. And, you know, their son asked me if I would perform their wedding ceremony, and I was happy to do it. I said, just tell you, if you get me, you get the gospel. Okay? And no, that's all right. Tony, we'd like to have you. Anyway, Jack passes away, and Irma comes over and to Rosie and I and say, you know, you have no idea how much your love for us has meant to us, especially now. And Tony, would you do the funeral? Well, you know, 100, 150 people, they heard the gospel. And you know what? But I would have never had that opportunity had I not, if I was a complaining neighbor and the one that, you know what? Yeah, but it's my grass. Get off of it. You know? No. And you know what, guys? If you see yourself as an ambassador for Jesus Christ, get up every morning and remember people are watching and listening to you. And you are exactly living where God wants you to live. There are people that you will rub shoulders with, even in your family, that I will never rub shoulders with, and God has got you exactly where he wants you. And even in a disability, God has you exactly where he wants you. And if you understand that, if you put that in your craw, if you get up in the morning and you understand that you might as well have a light on the top of your head going, Christian, 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 because that's what God makes known to the world out there. Don't murmur or complain. It's not easy. It's not easy. I didn't say it was easy. All of the marketing in all of the world, really, if you think about it, is really to get you to be unhappy with your state, right? You think there's money in Botox? There's a lot of money in Botox. You ask a dermatologist or whatever, that's the thing people want. They want their skin. They want to stay young. So they get Botox, and their lips are, put the Botox in the lip, and, you know, because, and what they do is they market that. Well, yeah, but you can stay young, thing. For the sake of your testimony, for the sake of your testimony, for the sake of your leaders. Now, I'm assuming that everyone here is in a church. If you're not, you're disobedient. Okay? If There's no lone rangers. That part is not in the Bible, okay? You are to be in a local church. And one of the reasons you don't want to complain or murmur is because you want to be a team player in an assembly or a local church. And that's what Paul says. He says, Paul said this, okay? Look what he's saying in verse 16. In 15, you want to be a bright and shining light, and you can do that when you don't complain and you don't murmur and you don't stir it up. And then Paul says, holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and I think if I'm being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. My friend, one of the reasons that you don't want to be a disputer, you don't want to be a complainer, is you want your leaders to bless your name. You know, I last night, I fell in love with Teo. You? It's Teo, right?
Teo.
I think I'm a ventriloquist. Les just said that and it came out of my mouth. No, but didn't we have fun last night? But I had to leave because we had an elders meeting online. And on the phone. Not online, okay. But let me tell you something about leadership, and many of you would know this. 90% of our time is taken up with high maintenance people. 90% of our time is made up with people that are high maintenance in the assembly. I'm not kidding you. And it's for leaders, it's discouraging. That's what Paul's saying. Paul says, if you are a bright and shining light in a dark world, and you are not characterized by complaining and dividing and murmuring and that, you are a blessing to the leadership, wherever you are. I think of people, and that's what I have to do. When I think of our assembly, I have to think of the 90% that are just bright and shining lights. Otherwise, I get discouraged. Otherwise, I it drains me. It hurts and it drains. And you get people, and man, oh man, they're high maintenance. They're high maintenance. And you know, it's worth it, Christian. It's worth it for you. It's worth it to be a team player. The key is to get up out of bed in the morning. Count your many blessings and name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God has done. You know what, my friend? I don't know what you're going through. And it's unbelievable. I went out for lunch the other day with a guy in our assembly, and his son committed suicide. You know, what do you say? I just zipped it. Shut up, Tony. I got nothing. How could I say, I know how you feel? I couldn't say that. I have no idea. I have one son. I can't, my brain can't even go there. My brain can't even go to that. I can't even think of it. But I just sat there and I listened to him. And he's coming apart at the seams. He's hurt so bad you can't even imagine. And I texted him after, and I just said, brother, I love you. You have no idea. Just love you, and I care for you. No advice, no nothing, other than be there. You know what? You know what Job found out about his friends? They were great friends as long as they shut up. True or false?
True.
Right? As soon as they opened their mouth. Christian, be a bright and shining light. Be thankful. Start practicing that. It takes practice. Practice it. I'm so thankful, oh God. I'm so thankful. And I'll tell you, when you and I get into eternity, you want to be thankful. People will be thankful the rest of eternity for our Savior and Lord, the one who went to the cross for you and for me. I mean, folks, if you go back to that cross and just say, I belonged on there, not him. I belonged on there, not him. Let's pray. Father, we do come before you, God. We thank you for your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. Oh, Father, help us to be so thankful. Father, when we consider when we were enemies, Christ died for us. Father, when we were without hope, Christ died for us. When we were separated from God, Christ died for us. And Father, we just thank you for him. Father, eternity will be about him. And we're included. It's just amazing. Oh, help us. And I pray for each and every one that's here this morning, God. Would you bless their socks off, Father, today? And remind them again of their the love that you have for them. And Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said,